Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create an amazing life by complete connection to yourself, to others, and to the world around you. We've moved in the first 102 episodes. So excited. This is episode number 103. We've moved in the first 102 episodes through all 11 stages in detail. So if you're curious about that, go backwards in the podcast and work your way back up. And now we are starting to talk about different nuances, different audience questions. If you have questions, thoughts, ideas, experiences you want to share, use the link in the show notes. That will take you over to CatherineColleen.com. Go to the community page where you can send in your thoughts and ideas. Those come directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. And if you have a question, I guarantee lots of people have the same question. So today we're going to be talking about how your greatest strength is your greatest weakness. And this is a great way to figure out what you need to work on. Before we get into that, a shout out to new listeners in Baltimore, Maryland. Cool town. Very, very cool town. I am about hour and a half, 2 hours from you right now as I record this. So thank you for this connection. Thanks for joining us. I'm so excited to have you here. So your greatest strength, people always talk about, let's analyze your strengths, let's analyze your weaknesses. And it's good to know strengths and weaknesses. This is different from ego and dogging yourself. Strengths and weaknesses are, I have these skills. I'm good at these skills. I am weak at those skills. Which is a little bit different. It's good to kind of catalog skills you have that you're good at and skills that you maybe would like to work on. So let's start with, what is your greatest strength? And this is a really critical question because it actually reveals your greatest weakness, because everything has two sides, right? We've noticed in this universe, in this life, there is immense duality. Yin and yang, positive and negative. There's always a second side to everything. Every coin has two sides. So let me take some examples. If your greatest strength is getting things done, productivity, you just make stuff happen. This is me. This is totally me. Your greatest weakness might be not listening to the subtle signs from your gut, your intuition. Maybe not taking your intuition into account because you're so focused on get it done, that you're on a mission to get it done and you're not listening to what your intuition is telling you. You may find yourself so focused on checking things off your task list, living in your head, that when your gut says this task is not right for you, you may ignore it in favor of checking off yet another completed task. Let's take a look at another one. If your greatest strength is seeing and helping others, that's a beautiful strength to have. Then your greatest weakness can be not seeing your own needs, not seeing yourself. So focused on others, you can't see yourself. If your greatest strength is an incredible work ethic, which is a little bit different from productivity itself, but let's suppose you've got a really great work ethic. Your greatest weakness is likely to be an inability to relax or a tendency to burn out. See how this works? So let's try a few more common ones, and let's see if we can find you in here. Let's suppose your greatest strength is self-confidence. That's a beautiful strength. Your weakness then will be an unwillingness to listen to others. Oh, that stung, huh? Let's suppose your greatest strength is you're a straight-A student. You're never wrong. Oh, there's your weakness. You think you're never wrong. You may be a great student, but you may be so wrong on so many other things and not be willing to admit it because in the classroom you just seem to be right all the time. Maybe your strength is you've got a really high IQ. You can learn really quickly. Then your weakness is likely to be thinking that you have to have all the answers, and that if you don't have all the answers, that you're somehow inferior or lesser, expecting yourself to have all the answers. And sometimes this can happen to your straight A students as well. What if you are the go-getter, the up-and-comer? Then your weakness could be setting impossible standards for yourself. Expectation, right? We've talked a lot about expectation is a nasty form of attachment. Nothing good ever comes from attachment. Maybe your strength is you are artistic and creative. Then your weakness is you may neglect planning, marketing, and other practical aspects. Starting to make sense now, isn't it? So, some of these are an issue of how you define yourself right now. But it really comes down to focus. We focus on things that our current definition of self says are important. Let me go back over that. We focus on things that our current definition of self tells us are important. So you've got this current definition of who you are right now, this definition of self. And remember that we kind of need one just to get through the day, psychologically. But based on your current definition of self, therefore, certain things are important. Productivity is important. Learning is important. Creativity is important. So your current self is defining a set of priorities for you. But we focus on it, right? Now, when you focus on anything, you get good at it. Anything we focus on, we get really good at it. In other words, what we focus on becomes a strength. But that means your time and attention are not going to the opposite thing. And that opposite thing then atrophies and becomes a weakness. Simply out of lack of practice, right? So if your current self says, I'm an achiever, then you're going to focus on achieving. And you're going to get really, really good at achieving, and that will become your greatest strength. But while you're really, really focused on achieving and checking things off the list and getting things done, you're not focused on listening to your intuition, pausing to just be, and these other skills, and they're going to atrophy and become your weakness. See how that works? So your definition of self drives your greatest strength and then, therefore, produces your greatest weakness. By focusing your attention on the traits that support the self and ignoring the traits that don't support that self. And we all do this. This is just kind of how it works. And if you get to the point where there is no self, do you then have no strengths? Because we get to a point in the later stages where we recognize that there is no self, but we still kind of have a self that we kind of use to get through the day, but we recognize there isn't really a self. We're not attached to a self. Do we then have no strengths? Are we then not focused on anything? Well, yes and no. In theory, when you drop this idea of a self, you stop focusing so intently on what would support it, whatever the self is. And so no one strength is taking all your attention. You have no exaggerated strength, no exaggerated weakness. You do have a set of cultivated skills, but maybe no one of them monopolizes your focus. But life and being human requires that we have a self to operate day to day, even if we try not to be attached to it. And being human, we can be sucked into that identity as we traverse the cycle of stages again. And it becomes a game of mindfulness and self-understanding to recognize when we are too focused on one thing to the detriment of other things. And when you see it happening, just recognize it. Say, oh, I see what I'm doing. Stop. And work towards balance by actively practicing the other side of your strength. Just make a point of it. I'm going to practice the other side of this coin. And bring your weakness up to the level of competence that you're happy with, and you won't have any weakness to worry about. So what's your greatest strength? And therefore, what is your greatest weakness? And what can you do then to create that balance? These are my questions for you today that I want you to think about. How can you create that balance? So let me give you an example from my own life. I am a productivity machine. So with that statement, I have now defined myself and created a focus, right? I love checking things off the list. I love getting things done. I love making things happen. There's some kind of a joy in that. The problem with that is that then I can neglect just being in the moment, accessing intuition, operating from a place of intuitive connection, operating from a place of the energy. I can get much too bogged down in the physical world that I'm not paying enough attention to the energy world, to consciousness. So I have a very particular practice focused entirely on consciousness, intuition, and energy to try to balance this out. In fact, I take this sense of productivity and action and I point it at the weakness that it produced and use this, you know, let's do things, let's take action, let's make something happen to make sure that I spend time focusing on intuitive skills, energy skills, consciousness skills. And that makes a huge difference because being too productivity oriented can really stress me out. And so this balances it quite nicely. So think about it. What's your strength? What's your weakness? And what can you do to balance those two out so that neither is too extreme, especially the weakness. It's great to have strengths, but we have to recognize what we are neglecting to have that. So let me know what you think. Send in your thoughts and your questions and your ideas. Use the link in the show notes there. While you're at it, check out all the stages that we've talked about before over at lastingpeace.org on the roadmap, or in the book Purna Asati, or in the observation section of the website. It's all over the place. Read up and take some time to help yourself progress through this. And let me know how it goes. Thanks for joining me this time. And as always, I'm wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.